Yuck. Bit of a downpour here at Water East. I'm just got off a train from East Sussex and I'm heading towards the connecting bridge to Waterloo Station. But I'm doing it with my cane. Sorry. Doing it with my cane, no dog. And it's very, very odd, I must say. I've left Vance with my parents in East Sussex so that I can go to Paris with a friend this weekend. This is the first time that I've voluntarily left Vance for more than a couple of hours in the whole 2 years that we've been together. I don't think people quite realise this, but when you have a working dog like this, a guide dog, they're with you the whole time. It's not like a pet dog. Sorry, hang on a second. Just using my cane to cover myself a bit here. So when you have a guide dog, it's with you the whole time. He comes to work with me, he's on the train to and from work, he goes out if I go out in the evenings. We're never ever apart. And so, all of a sudden, we are apart. And it feels, it sounds a bit dramatic, but it feels like a bereavement of some kind. I've got a pit in my stomach. I know he's in good hands. He loves my parents, and he'll be absolutely fine. But aside from leaving him for half an hour when I go to get my hair cut every 6 weeks or so, and aside from 4 days when I was in hospital last year, over a year ago, I never leave him. I feel a bit lost without him. You've got to go on a sec. Going down the escalator. Which, excuse me, please. Thank you.
Should we just go and look?
There we go. That's the first time I've been on an escalator in probably, in over a year, I should have thought. Obviously, I can't take Vance on escalators, and it's so I'm doing all these things that I never do. I haven't navigated my way through Waterloo in 2 years without having Vance with me, and it's funny, I can still find the way around, but he takes me through the gaps between people, and as you've heard, I keep bumping into them. I'm going quite a bit more slowly than usual as well. I also feel slightly unbalanced. I haven't got a dog on my left hand. I don't know what to do with my left hand. It's odd, I'm holding the microphone with it at the moment, but if I weren't doing that, I don't think I would know what to do with it. And I also, I want to keep giving guide dog commands. So, you know, I want to tell him to stand or to find the way. And I can't. Well, not without appearing a bit silly. Right, hang on a second, I need to get through a barrier. I still went through the wide gate there. Right, we're going to assume that this is the right train. I have no idea, I haven't actually looked it up, but it usually goes off this platform, so we'll give it a go. So the plan now is packing and then staying overnight with a friend in East London tonight, with the friend that I'm travelling with, and then off on early morning Eurostar tomorrow. Yes. Oh, I feel very, very odd without fans with me. I don't think people can quite understand how it feels, having been with him so much and then him suddenly not being there. But we'll see how we go. I intend to record audio diary entries during this trip. Should be interesting. It'll be the first time that I've used my cane abroad in the dark and, you know, travelled like that. I'm not doing it totally independently. I'll have my friend with me, but we'll be relying on the cane quite a bit. So anyway, now just coming up to the usual carriage.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, thank you.